Imagine having a career that you could tell no one about. For much of his life, Tony lived in constant suspicion of many of those around him, and even today will always sit with his back against the wall and facing the door when he eats at a restaurant. The story of his career and his new job after that is today's edition of The American Countryside. Tony Gallagher spent 20 years in the CIA. Almost all of that time was during the Cold War.
In those days, in the Cold War, there were so many double agents. People have no idea. We didn't even trust our own.
Because his work was behind enemy lines, only his wife knew his true job.
Neighbors didn't even know who. My kids didn't know what I was doing.
He used a variety of covers.
Usually I was some kind of a jewelry salesman overseas. I'd be gone for 6 months, maybe a year.
It took a very understanding and strong spouse.
She was great. She's home with the Lord now. She raised those kids, 4 kids, and did a fantastic job because I was absent.
He retired from the CIA in 1989. He began to help some rural churches by bringing the Sunday message when their pastor might be out of town.
And I got a call to this church up in Arrow Rock asking me if I was available for this particular Sunday. I said, sure. So I went up there and preached. Guess what? 2 hours later, the church blew away in a tornado.
He preached for the same congregation the next Sunday in a new location, and he later became their full-time pastor. Today, he is not only a man of faith, but also a commander of the military group, the 40 and 8. He serves as the National Public Relations Director for that organization. Traveling the countryside in Sedalia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.